Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
No wrecking balls needed. The destruction of the offseason is over. Ladies and gentlemen, we've made it. It's week one of the NFL season. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. That's Anthony Haney, super producer of this radio program. I'm Craig Hoffman. I host the thing. That's why my name's on the show. And we are together, Anthony, for our third NFL season. And we have a banger of a week. Typically, we don't even let you know like what's coming up the entire week as we're here. But I'm too excited to not let the people know, Anthony. So I think I'm going to let the people know what's coming up this week in general. Today is it's a vibe check Tuesday, so we'll get a bunch of calls this hour on how you're feeling, optimistic, pessimistic, somewhere in between about this Commanders season at 301-230-0980. So that is today. It's also a Tischler Tuesday, so Mitch will join us coming up at 5 p.m. Then at 6 o'clock today, super pumped for this, I talked earlier today with Bill Smith, who's the NFL Director of Research and Development. That's a big title. They've completely revamped Game Pass, which is their online service to where they let the rest of us that are not working for NFL teams watch film. And it's awesome. And it, not only is it awesome in that you can sort things and it's just different than we've ever, like anything that we've ever had access to before, but they've also taken all their next gen stats and integrated them into the same website in something called NFL Pro. And so Bill's going to tell us all about that and give us a demo, actually, which is sweet. So that's coming up at 6 o'clock. I would say if you're driving home right now, worth getting to YouTube at 6 o'clock if you want to watch the demo. But we, as I said, we taped this earlier. We described everything that's on the screen, so it works on the radio, too, which I didn't think that was going to happen when I taped the interview, Anthony. I was like, okay, part of this is just not going to be for the radio, but that's fine. We'll send people to YouTube. And then we did a great job. We explained everything. So that's coming up at 6 o'clock. That's just today, Anthony. That's just today. That is just today for week one.
Oh, we got more?
We got more.
Tell me more.
I forgot what we're doing tomorrow. But Thursday, Dan Orlovsky's joining the show. ESPN NFL analyst. He was on with us right before the draft. And regale his summer calling the Olympics with Dwayne Wade, etc. But also, he is calling the Packers-Eagles game Friday on Peacock. So Noah Eagle this week. Anything else that we already have? We got to never read the comments. We got Logan's thoughts on the game. I'm going to use this new NFL Pro to scout Tampa. So we got all that kind of stuff. We got our fantasy draft tomorrow. We'll review that on the radio. Tales of stupidity and draft picks, which will be fun. And then, Anthony, we also, speaking of stupidity, need to make our season-long predictions.
Yes, sir.
Got Who's going to win the Super Bowl? I'm 2 for 2.
Yeah, you are. It's not
or
fair,
no,
though.
No, that's not true. I'm 1 for 2 on my preseason. I picked the Chiefs 2 years ago. I picked the 49ers last year and then picked the Chiefs the week of the Super Bowl because I just couldn't bring myself to bet against Mahomes.
Yeah. You've done much better than me.
That is true.
I don't think I've gotten close.
We'll find out who is cursed by Anthony Haney. although.
It's over.
Curses are over. Am I going to lose to you in picks this year?
Say it ain't so, Craig.
It's not so.
Say it ain't so, Craig.
It's not so.
It's happening.
No, it's not. But, you know, you can still do better. I can still just win. We're okay. Better, you know what they say about better? It's better. Yeah. So that's all coming this week. It's a football week. We're pumped. I'm really genuinely excited about this season because I am, Anthony, cautiously optimistic. And I think we need to put that in a little bit of context because I do feel like some people have like kind of run out of like they see a lot of positive things about the Commanders, and this is new. This is a new feeling for us here in the DMV, at least new in the last 25 years. Been a couple of spurts of like, hey, I like that thing that they're doing. I like this team. I like that. Oh, they got some weapons over there in Washington. They won the offseason. How many times have we heard that before? But now you got smart people around the league. You got executives. You got coaches. You got the agents telling Standig last week when he put out the agent survey, like, man, Washington, they're on the right track. But like they have to build a railroad out of some deep woods. And I think we just need to remember the starting point for this. It is not common that an NFL roster flips over where over 60% of the team is new year over year. And continuity is really powerful in the NFL. The ability of a coach and quarterback to grow together, the ability for multiple defensive players, and specifically in units, to understand how to play off of each other, to learn and grow as a core of a team. You're always going to have new pieces. Every roster changes every year. But to have no one who has anything more than a little bit of continuity with someone else is tough. I mean, the most continuity you have on the roster is like John and Deron know how to play off each other. They've been here a while. Jaden's got nothing but an offseason with these receivers. He's still not throwing an NFL pass. He has never worked with Cliff Kingsbury before. None of the receivers have either, except for what? Zach Ertz was Zacchaeus maybe with Cliff for a year. I don't think he was. Someone somewhere in that receiving core at some point in training camp was with Cliff for a year, like once. But generally speaking, there's not any continuity. There's no depth in terms of, hey, we've built an offense together over the course of 3 years. And that's the advantage of a San Francisco and what they've got, where like Kyle knows George Kittle better than George Kittle knows George Kittle. And so the ability to put Kittle and Debo and some of these guys in great spots. And now for them out in San Francisco, so long that IU can get caught up to speed from like a performance standpoint, and Trent, same thing. Like as long as those dudes are healthy, they'll catch back up. They'll be great. And you know, they'll be able to get up to speed based off the base that they have of multiple years of high performance. Detroit is getting the advantage of this. And typically, you don't get a CEO-type head coach, a really stellar offensive coordinator, and a quarterback and skill position guys together for multiple years because somebody gets poached or somebody gets too expensive. And because Ben Johnson did what he did this offseason, you can hem and haw about what it meant for the Commanders or any other team that wanted to pursue him as a head coach. But that's Detroit's benefit. And so there is none of that in Washington. There is also the reality that when you have to replace 30-plus players, by nature, you are either replacing them with rookies or guys that didn't want to stay where they were or guys that other teams didn't want. And a lot more times, it's the latter. Yeah, you get the Bobby Wagners, who a lot of other teams would have liked to re-sign or sign. You get some coveted pieces for sure. And guys like that, Frankie Louvu, Carolina definitely wanted him. He didn't want Carolina. Jeremy Chinn, same thing. So you get a couple of guys that are coming in that are choosing you, which is great. And they're choosing you for because they think they can succeed here, not necessarily because you money whip them and they're actually not worth the contract that you're paying, which, again, is nice and new. But it does lead to a cautious optimism that while the processes, I think, are good, I believe that these are smart coordinators schematically. I think that they've got a good understanding of their personnel. And in some ways, it's easier early in a tenure to have a good understanding of your personnel because you don't have the biases of all of them being your guys that you believe in. Like, you obviously believe in them, but it's not like you're blinded by your bias that we think this player can become X. So he is X right now. That happens all the time in coaching. It's like, no, you have to be realistic with where you are right now, and then hopefully that player will get to the place that you believe they can. You're not dealing with any of that right now. So there's a lot of positives right now, but at the end of the day, like, are there any blue chip players on this team? You know, Daniels eventually, but I'm talking 2024 blue chip players, guys that we think could be Pro Bowlers, all pros this year. Daniels, again, he's a rookie quarterback. The swath of possibilities has the lowest of floors and fairly low ceiling based off history. I do think this rookie class could blow the doors off of some of that stuff. Like, I think Williams could have a monster year. I think that Jaden could have a good year. I mean, I think statistically, Bo Nix will have a nice year because Sean Payton will set him up to succeed. I don't know how much winning it'll lead to. But, like, I do think that there's a couple of guys in this class that are going to perform pretty well right off the bat. But still, like, C.J. Stroud last year, I bet you his numbers are not as good as you think they are, because people are like, wow, C.J. Stroud, top five quarterback. And like, I'm not telling you he's not. I'm not telling you that he's actually bad, but just it takes a second to get going. So you have that. In terms of blue chippers, Allen and Payne certainly could return to form, but do they have the support around them with the questions you have at edge rusher? Luvu, you're hoping, evolves into that, but that hasn't been who he's been. You know, Wagner probably on the wrong end of being a blue chipper in his timeline. Terry, question, depending on, you know, how teams treat him, what Jaden can do. Like, maybe he's a blue chipper, but is he top five position guy? No. And so there's just not that top end talent that makes you a 10, 11, 12 win football team year after year after year. And like, say what you want about the Cowboys, which for most of you, it starts with an F. When it comes to the Cowboys, and if you say what you want to say, but like, they have blue chippers. Michael Parsons is a blue chipper. CeeDee Lamb is a blue chipper. I think there are some coaches and execs and analysts around the league that would tell you Dak Prescott's a blue chipper. And if not, he's a red chip guy. He's right below that. And so I think that's how they've won 12 games 3 years in a row. The ceiling, you know, if everything goes right, all these question marks at all these different positions, 10, 11 games, sure. The floor, just be realistic. I mean, we're talking about like two, what happens if Jaden gets hurt, knock on wood, that doesn't happen. But you're talking like a 4-win team potentially if Jaden gets hurt early. But realistically, if he, assuming health, like probably 5-6 wins is the ceiling and or the floor, and somewhere in between is the reality of what I think is ultimately going to happen, which is a 7-8 win football team that hopefully has a gigantic arrow pointing up coming out of the season heading into next year. But where are you? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. It is a vibe check Tuesday, and we are checking your optimism vibes headed into the 2024 season. How excited are you? We can 1 to 10 it. You can, you know, show off your vocabulary if you have a word that you want to. I'm so excited. Fill in the blank. I'm open to ideas. I'm open to suggestions. But I just want to hear from you on this Vibe Check Tuesday. 301-230-0980. It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980 and always live as well on the free Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the Hoffman Show on Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And our football coverage is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. Anthony, I do that read and then my instinct, because I'm a stupid showman, is to throw it over my shoulder, this piece of paper that I have in front of me. But that would be stupid because then I just have to go pick it up every single time.
Yeah, you would.
I'm just going to put it back down over
there. There you go.
Okay.
I think that's best.
Thanks, T-Mobile. Thanks. Thanks for all you do. All right. 301-230-0980 is the phone number. 301-230-0980. It is a Vibe Check Tuesday where you call in, you let us know how you're feeling about the Commanders. And this is a week where we want to know how you feel going into the season because, well, it's week one and that's all we got. We'll see how you feel next week coming off of a game. But going into the season, where are you at? Optimistic, pessimistic, scale of 1 to 10. You want to get creative and show off that you have a huge vocabulary. That's fine with me. You come up with some word that describes your level of feeling going into the season. But let's get things started with, let's go to Brian in Alexandria. Brian, get us started here on a Vibe Check Tuesday.
What's up, Craig? And how are you guys doing today?
Doing great, bro.
I'm feeling good, man. I'm feeling 100% optimistic for the season, but more so for our future because, Craig, what we have that I've been most excited about the entire offseason is essentially a new owner, a new GM, a new head coach, a new quarterback, a new offensive coordinator who are presumably in – maybe more so hopefully, all on the same page. I don't know when the last time we've had that. I think at the height of our best quarterback play in the last few years, that was RG3. But you had a coach who maybe didn't really want him. You had an owner who may not have been on the same page as the coach. Any decent coaches we've had, we didn't have a quarterback to go along with it. So the fact that we have those factors all hopefully, like I said, on the same page, with a clear vision, hopefully that brings about some wins for us. So I'll sit back and hear your response to that. Thanks for taking my call.
Appreciate the call, Brian. Thanks for getting us started here on a Vibe Check Tuesday. I mean, I think it's 100% the right answer for the long term. And what I hope is that people who used to call, not just this show, but all the shows, and were like, quit talking about Dan so much, that even if you didn't care about the real serious substantive stuff that he was being accused of, and ultimately, in a lot of cases, by multiple reports or whatever, and some of the investigation still ongoing, not our problem, but I'm just going to mention it quickly in passing here, and you'd be like, none of this matters. And I'd be like, I promise you who the owner is matters. And again, even if you don't care about the substantive stuff, some of the stuff that he was accused of, from a pure football sense, I hope you realize now that ownership matters. The difference that ownership makes, because owners hire personnel executives. Personnel executives hire coaches and draft the players. And let's just say when Dan was here, we weren't getting the best to move to the district / the DMV / Ashburn to work for the old burgundy and gold. And now you have Adam Peters, and I think people instantly see the difference, and not just in the quality of players drafted and the clear vision of how they all fit together, but you see guys like Wagner, guys like Ertz, like NFL vets who have been around a long time that are like, I want to go play for that organization because of who is running it and the coaches that they hired that I have good relationships with and I respect. And that is going to continue. And let me tell you right now, if Jaden Daniels is as good as a lot of us think he's going to be, there's going to be a hell of a lot more dudes around the league that want to come here to play because everyone loves Jaden in terms of like in the locker room, his reputation's phenomenal. And who doesn't want to play with a really fun quarterback? And who doesn't want to be a part of a winner? And if Jaden's as good as we think he can be, then all those things are going to be true in Washington for years to come. So I totally get the optimistic in terms of in the future. Let's go to Tion. Tion, what's up, man? You ready? First of all, you ready for the fantasy draft tomorrow?
Oh, you know it. And please don't get mad when I crush you. Just, you know, just accept it with a grain of salt.
Hey, if it happens, it happens. I am not blind to scoreboards. All I'd ask is that you don't be either.
Fair enough.
Fair enough.
I can't wait.
How you feeling about the Commanders here on this Vibe Check Tuesday as we head into the season?
I'm feeling great about them. My one word is consistency. This year, to me, I have no expectations, but only thing I want to see is consistency. The whole organization has been revamped. The organization has done everything from top to bottom down right so far, and I just want to see the consistency go through. So I have no expectations on win-losses because they're all still blending together. So just consistency. I want to see consistency. The wins and stuff will pile up over time as long as we can play consistent, hard-nosed football. And so far, that's what I'm seeing. So I just want to see consistency.
Facts. Appreciate the call, man. Yeah, we'll see you in the draft room tomorrow. So here's what I'll say to add on to that. I would say consistency and improvement because, like, if they come out and some stuff, if they got some miscommunications and stuff they got to work out, obviously we'd want them to fix that. So I want to see the improvement week over week. I want to see Jaden learning. You know, I expect him to make some mistakes. But I think from a consistency standpoint, what you want to see is the effort and the intensity and the physicality. Like, you want to see Quan Martin hitting people. You want to see Jeremy Chinn running to the ball and these dudes flying all over. Frankie Louvu running to the ball and Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne not loafing on plays. And, like, those guys, you know, even through the bad times, very rarely can I point to plays outside of, like, the average number for an NFL defensive lineman and say, like, yeah, it happens sometimes because they're big dudes who play hard and sometimes you get tired. You're human. That happens. But, like, there's no attitude adjustment that has been needed from some of those guys that we've talked about. Really, the guys who survived the changeover, like Terry, et cetera. Terry can say, I was out there doing cardio, but man, that dude was running hard to get his cardio. He just wish he would have gotten the ball more. And so at the end of the day, the consistency of effort, the consistency of, like, hey, let's have smart game plans, the consistency of let's make sure that we protect the players we need to protect. And that's Jaden, obviously, in a very literal sense, but, like, let's protect Andrew Wiley from having to drop back in five-step drop protection stuff without any help 30 times a game. He's not going to hold up. But can you use Andrew Wiley really effectively in other ways? Absolutely. And so I think that there's just got to be a consistency in understanding who the personnel is, how to use them, a growth in understanding, hey, maybe this guy's a little better at this thing than we initially thought. Let's do a little bit more of that. And I think as long as you get that, I'll be really happy. And that could, again, lead to a lot of really frustrating 24-17 losses where the offense just doesn't have the juice. Or they kick a bunch of field goals and they can't finish in the red zone because they don't have that big vertical receiver. And then a bunch of you call and say that they should have kept Martavius Bryant, even though Martavius Bryant is, as far as I know, still a free agent and probably will be by the time you call. There's all of that. The you know, maybe St. Juice doesn't take to the coaching as well as they'd hope, and he still gets burned on a couple. And, you know, big plays, big spots, you'll lose some football games. Okay, it's part of the deal. This is a year for me. Like, my word of the year is evaluation. It's discovery, if you want to use that word instead. Like, I want to know if some of these guys can play. I want to know if they get burned in week two, can they figure it out by week four and thrive by week seven? Like, I'm not writing anybody off in the first couple of weeks of the season. You can hold me to that. I hope that you join me in that. It's like, hey, let's put a pin in that. Let's see if that guy can grow, as opposed to that guy sucks. He needs to go right now. Like, let's figure it out once you're in game and see how these coaches coach. So that to me is really the theme, the motif of the year. It's the consistency and effort, but the ability to improve and the evaluation that is ongoing to really discover whether this is a 1 year rebuild and you can Houston Texan it, whether it's a multiple year, 2 year, 3 year rebuild that it's going to take to get those blue chippers ultimately in here over the next couple of drafts and elevate to the place that they want to be, which is where the San Franciscos, the Detroits, the Phillies, these teams that are in the playoffs and competing every single year are, to give themselves a chance to be where Kansas City is, which is winning Super Bowls. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, and we're taking more of your calls next. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday, 301-230-0980. More of your calls in just a moment. 301-230-0980 is our phone number here on The Hoffman Show. Team 980 always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We're off and rolling in week one. It's a Vibe Check Tuesday. So how are you feeling about the Commanders going into the season? We'll check in with Mitch Tischler at 5 o'clock to see how he's feeling and go through some of the rookies that are suddenly on the top line of the Commanders' unofficial depth chart. But do we think that they'll actually be number one on the depth chart when they get out there on Sunday? We'll talk about that with Mitch coming up at 5. But let's keep it rolling with the calls at 301-230-0980. Let's go to Marvin. Marvin, thanks for calling. You're on the Hoffman Show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Brother Hoffman.
Thanks, you got it. You. Marvin, old friend.
Yeah, marvelous Marvin, what you want again. Let me just throw this at you. I'm pretty optimistic, which is crazy for me because I seem like I'm always pessimistic.
Sure
I'm just,
does.
You know, I'm gonna be a little skeptic. On the offensive line. But other than that, I see the vision. I like what they're doing. It's exactly what I kind of thought that I would do if I was in their position. So it's always great when someone's like confirming what you're thinking. Other than drafting
one offensive
line.
There's a term for that, Marvin. It's called confirmation bias, and it's not always great.
Yeah. Yeah. You know something? That's a danger when you're actually a pilot, not really when you're a football fan. So I'm good with being confirmation biased right now. I love that we have the new owner in place and the new GM. I'm going to scrutinize this GM until we start seeing products. Because like I said earlier, I still don't like trading with, like, the Eagles. I just really find that to be, oh, my goodness. It's like sacrilege to me. I don't really like it. But then again, we'll see how that plays out. I think that they have the right quarterback. I think they have – I was a fan of Dan Quinn before all the Mike McDonald and what was the Smith guy from Detroit? I can't remember his name now. But I was a fan of Dan Quinn, so I wanted Dan Quinn. So this is who I wanted. He makes fast guys play fast and big guys play bigger. I like him. So we'll see how that plays out. I think we're on the right path. So my number right now, I'm saying like a 8. I think a 8, and we're building to the future. We'll see how this looks next year, because I'm not really thinking we're going to be a great team this year. I think that we're looking at maybe 7 to 10 wins in between there. And, you know, I'm thinking Jamar Chase or T. Higgins next year. That's what I'm thinking, because Cincinnati's a crap show when it comes to signing their veterans. So that might be like my next thought. You know,
yeah.
Give me
all right. That's I think that's enough thoughts, Marvin. That is the most rational call you have ever had with us, in which you forgot the number one coaching candidate for going into the process. It's Ben Johnson, by the way. He's one of the best offensive coordinators in the league. After proclaiming yourself a football expert, and then ended it with, "We're gonna go sign T. Higgins or Jamar Chase next year." Marvin,
wait a minute. Before you cut me off,
you're so close, Marvin. Really, you better be quick.
They alienated those guys already. I'm saying they're going to be available next year.
Yeah, you know, we'll see. Let's deal with next year next year. All right, that's Marvin, everybody. The self-proclaimed Marvelous Marvin. And Anthony, you'll notice, did I call him that?
No.
You don't know why?
Why?
Because you don't get to give yourself a nickname. It's not how nicknames work.
I am in agreement with you, and I think we should just give Marvin a nice little round of applause.
Yeah, Marvin. Good call. You kept it relative, like you didn't color outside the lines too much today.
Not today.
I do want to go find the call, that the most infamous Marvin call from the offseason. Because, man, what a difference a zero games being played has made.
I'm gonna do the research and I'll get back to you.
If you give me a commercial break, I think I can find it pretty quickly.
Okay.
go to YouTube Shorts. Search by views. That one made the rounds. 301-230-0980. Speaking of show legends, let's go to Ross in Tampa. Ross, what's up, dude? How you feeling on a Vibe Check Tuesday headed into the season?
Okay. You know what, man? Before I get into that, 10 seconds have been about the fact that I've been living in Tampa for 8 years, and this is literally their second trip down here. in the regular season, which I think is kind of bothersome. Because I used to live in the AFC market, and I had to wait every 8 years for Washington to come into town. But never mind all that, man.
The problem is they haven't finished in the same place in the standings. And by the way, Ross, I know last week you were trying to get me to come down, and then you just, I don't know, you wouldn't open your credit card to buy me a plane ticket last second. What kind of responsible economic choice is that? But the last time the Commanders played in Tampa, I was there because I was on the beat. And I will say, yeah, I was. I was there whatever year that was. 18. Yeah,
2018,
then.
We gave him like 1,000 yards and still won.
Yeah, it was the Ryan Fitzpatrick 500 yards, 3 points game. I know because I was there. And I will tell you that the Tampa Bay press box at Raymond James Stadium has the best press food in the entire league. So you got that going for you, which is nice.
You. Russell and then J.P. Finley. So
they made us bananas Foster at halftime
this weekend, but I don't think it's gonna work.
Yeah, well,
but no.
Sometimes things happen.
Yeah, you're good, buddy.
All right, what you got? Where are you at on the Burgundy and Gold team? Not your city, as everyone makes their way down there, or in my case, not.
Well, there's a different type of optimism this time around because we're actually doing it the right way. The last time this team operated the right way, I was like 7, 8 years old. So it's a different type because normally I'm just excited to see my guys in the Burgundy and Gold, not knowing much back in the day, thinking, you know, this might be the year they can become the 2017 Rams or Jaguars or the 2018 Bears and just shock the world and make a run. You know, I just know that it's going to take some time. And just like my man Marvin, like, I don't want to scrutinize Adam Peters before giving him a shot. That'd be like telling my next girlfriend, hey, I'm going to mistreat you until I figure out you're going to be better than my last girlfriend. Like, that don't make no sense. So I'm going to kick my feet back, and I know, like, this is going to be a tough game, but I really do give Washington a shot to, you know, make something happen in terms of leaving with a W. Also, the Washington, whether the Redskins or Commanders, they are undefeated when I am in attendance. So it's that game in the 2017 preseason. So hopefully my attendance this Sunday keeps the streak alive. And, yeah, but
we call that an anti-Anthony Haney around here, Ross.
You know what? I thought when it came out of my mouth, I did think about Anthony.
See, that was a low blow.
It was.
Maybe I won't call for a while if we lose. I don't want to jinx nobody.
No.
Give us 9 wins this season. I think we're going to mess around and you know, backdoor our way into the playoffs because these guys are going to buy into what's going on here, and I think that alone will develop some continuity for a postseason run. Well, postseason appearance.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I definitely think that there's a chance that Dallas and Philly have such fall apart, implode potential that I'm like, I don't know, maybe something weird could happen. Unfortunately, like the cycle of a coach coming in and making the playoffs in a crappy NFC East has not gone well, even if it has happened a bunch. Basically every coach, it feels like, in their first or second year, the past bunch of years. So I'd like to avoid that. Like, let's actually be good. But Hey, a playoff appearance would be good. Ross, thanks for the call, as always.
One more thing, Craig, before you hang up on me, if I got time. Okay.
Real quick.
And as far as the Bengals go, if you're contending for a Super Bowl, they're going to make it happen. They got till Thursday to sign for Jamar Chase. I don't know what he was talking about. If they get all that stuff taken care of, the Bengals are going to the Super Bowl this year, and that's my hot take. You guys be easy, man.
That is a hot take. All right, Ross in Tampa, everybody, delivering on being Ross in Tampa. The problem with the Bengals, not that we're turning into a Bengals show, Mike Brown is the owner still. And the only time the Bengals have been good in his entire ownership was when they had dudes on cheap rookie contracts. And then they have to pay them money, and they refuse to do so, or they refuse to build the team around them. So, again, ownership matters, which used to be a bad thing for the Commanders, but now is a good thing for the Commanders, Anthony. You'll love to see it.
Love to see it.
All right, let's get one more call in before the next break. But we got a couple of lines open. We've got a couple more calls. So if you're on hold and I don't click your name, click you on and / say your name in 5 seconds and stay there. 301-230-0980 is where you call to get in line. Let's go to Vaughn. Vaughn, thanks for calling. You are on the Hoffman Show.
Thanks for taking my call, Hoff. I'm going to keep it real short and sweet.
All right.
For you. My assessment for this season is 6 wins, maybe 7 to 8, and that comes with the coaching. The reason why I'm saying that, because number one, I like the quarterback talent, but we also dealing with a rookie. The O-line is having some, we have some gray areas on the O-line, and our corners and our corners are, got some issues and question marks about that. And you doing over, this is the NFL, getting the league with the defensive coordinators, everything like that. You're going to have to make a rookie beat you. So I'm a gamble, and I'm going to play a certain way until he beat me. I'm pulling my hat back, and I'm coming after him. And then, Ingram, because I know they're going to try to run the ball, so I'm putting eight in the box to make him think. So that's my assessment, and this is how I feel for the season. I'm happy about the, you know, the ownership and, you know, and the coaching staff and all that, but, you know, I'm just not sure about, you know, the personnel for the first year.
Vaughn, I think that's a perfectly reasonable call. I appreciate it. Thanks for calling in. Call back anytime. Like, that's real. And I think, by the way, Ant, there's going to be some weeks where D coordinators do that, where they dial it up and they're like, Jaden Daniels is going to have to beat us. We're going to put eight in the box. Like, we're not letting B-Rob get off. And there's some weeks that they're going to do it, and Jaden Daniels is going to go absolutely ham. That he is going to just be on. And he's like, you want to give me vertical shots? You want to give me one-on-ones down the field? I will eat that all day. And there are some weeks they're going to do that, and they're going to play these mucked-up coverages that are going to confuse the mess out of him, and he's going to throw two or three interceptions, and he's going to wind up trying to run for his life, and it's going to be ugly because you got the game plan right one week, and you knew where the pressure was coming from. You knew how to deal with it, and another week, they just keep getting you. Because that's the NFL, and especially it's the NFL with a rookie quarterback who just doesn't have the file to know, oh, this coordinator likes to do this, or 7 years ago, I faced this coordinator or this coordinator's mentor, and they did this certain thing which ticked off a memory in my brain that mean I need to slide the line left. Like, there's just like, that was Brady at the end. That's Rodgers. That's these guys. That's Mahomes at this point. Their files are so good, and they're so good at seeing what's in front of them, seeing through the disguises, understanding tendencies, and understanding what coordinators want to do. They see right through that stuff, and they know where the answers are. And in year one, it is unreasonable to expect as much as Cliff is going to try to give him answers, and they'll keep stuff simpler than they will in future years because they don't want to overload even his very high-powered CPU. Like, Jaden's really, really smart and processes stuff really, really well, but you have to let a guy feel success, and that's just going to mean sometimes being a little simpler, and that might not be the optimal solution. And without the horsepower on the outside of, okay, all that stuff's great, and if Terry's matched up on a bad corner, sick. Let's throw one-on-ones, and Terry's going to have a 220-yard receiving day. But there are other weeks that you might have to rely on De'Ami Brown and Luke McCaffrey and against really good corners, and that might not go as well.
Yeah, I think a lot of people love to, you know, compare Jaden to having a C.J. Stroud-type season. But if he goes out there and has a Jordan Love type season where, you know, the Packers got off to a 3-6 start last year, but to down the stretch of the season where they went 6-2, he was able to, you know, understand coverage, be able to, you know.
Sign me up for that yesterday.
Yeah, so that's more so like where I'm looking at. And I to your point, I think he's going to, you know, struggle, you know, throughout the season. But as long as, like, you know, he's learning and, like, progressing and getting better, and he is able to, you know, have a strong end to the season, I'm cool with that. That I'm not going to, you know, panic over the, you know, first six games of the season just because all of this is new to him. And, you know, some guys are going to be like C.J. Stroud and, you know, have a great season from start to finish. And then other people are going to start and then finish strong. So,
yeah, I just want to see him have a chance. Yeah. I just want to see him. And that was the thing that bugged me about Howell last year is, like, not that I'm sitting here trying to tell you that Sam Howell would have been an all-pro. Like, there were some moments last year early where, I said it. I was like, this dude's got some stuff to him. And if they can figure it out, and who knows? The trajectory of his career is forever altered by last season. Do I think Jaden Daniels, if you play both their careers 20 times, I think Jaden Daniels is probably going to be a star 18, and Sam Howell might be a star once or twice. But what, like, we can have that fight another day, but we don't ever really know because they just didn't give Sam a chance. Like, the plan stunk, and I just want the plan to not stink this year. Honestly, mm-hmm. That will make me so happy if I can get up here on Mondays and go, it's a tell the truth Monday, to borrow Dan's phrase, and we are going to borrow Dan's phrase, it's a Tell the Truth Monday. And the truth is that we saw Jaden Daniels have some rookie struggles, and, you know, as long as he learns from them, that's okay. That'd be an awesome Tell the Truth Monday. If I have to be like, time to tell the truth, that plan stunk again. When are we going to escape offensive coordinator hell? I'm not going to enjoy doing the shows this year. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Got room for a couple more calls next at 301-230-0980 here on this Vibe Check Tuesday. It's the Hoffman Show. Mitch Tischler is going to join us coming up in 10 minutes here on the Team 980. Always live as well on the free Odyssey app. Then coming up at 6 o'clock, Bill Smith from the NFL Network, really from the NFL. He's the NFL's head of research and analytics, and he is going to tell us how and why the NFL revamped their game rewatch product, if you will. It's now called NFL Pro. No more Game Pass, which is good because Game Pass kind of stunk. Now it's NFL Pro. The next-gen stats are in there. It's really freaking cool. I was playing around with it some this weekend. I'm really excited to dive into my Tampa prep tomorrow morning. Just sitting there on my couch on the laptop watching stuff because I can sort in ways that I used to not be able to sort film. If I want to go back and watch Liam Cohn, the Rams OC in 2022, who was on the Rams staff in 2022, is now the OC in Tampa. I want to go back and watch all their dropbacks in 2022. I can do that with a couple clicks. It's really cool. Bill Smith's going to join us to tell us all about it coming up at 6 o'clock. Right now, though, a couple more calls here on this Vibe Check Tuesday, 301-230-0980. Let's go to Mark. Mark, thanks for holding. Really appreciate it. Where are you at vibe-wise as we head into the 2024 season with the Commanders?
Well, I'm feeling reborn from top to bottom. The Phoenix is rising out the ashes. My view for the season, my expectations for the season is I expect us to be competitive. I want us to be competitive. I want us to put a good, solid product football team out there. Now, my problem, I'm going to give you my over-under. I got us 6.5. I got us definitely doing at least 7 games, okay? I'm going for the over.
Okay.
All right? We're on the strength of schedule. We're in – in the middle, 11-12. I believe in the strength of schedule. The only thing I'm cautiously optimistic about, well, not really optimistically, but I'm watching the left tackle, probably the second most important position in football, is in flux. I'm not sold on the corners. Forbes and the other boy, Justice, St. Juice.
I'm not
sold on our corners.
Yeah, I think there's real questions for sure.
And I think we got a real problem. I'm not saying it wasn't bad to get rid of Dotson. I'm an old head. I don't like trading in the division. But, I mean, if it works out and we get what we want,
sure,
I'll go along and see how that works out. But we don't have a proven commodity at the second wide receiver. And that's important because this is a passing league. We got a whole bunch of unproven guys. So hopefully somebody will step up. But those are my warning sign.
I hear you, Mark. Thanks for the call. Here's what I would say about Dotson in the wide receiver spot. You didn't have one when he was here either. Like, Jahan had some nice touchdown numbers. He had done some stuff in the league more than, say, Deami Brown, more than Luke McCaffrey, who's a rookie. Hadn't really done more than Olamide Zaccheaus. Maybe he did last year, although, you know, John didn't exactly kill it. But like a couple of years ago, Olamide Zaccheaus had 600 plus yards with the Eagles. You know, Byron Pringle's had some okay seasons. And from a consistency standpoint, like made more arguably of his opportunities last year than Jahan did in that offense. Bad offense, but was what it was. And so Noah Brown, you know, done more than Jahan arguably in some of the seasons in terms of he's at least put together back-to-back 500-yard seasons before. John, I don't believe, can say that. So it is the kind of thing where the potential, of course, is a first-round pick of Jahan. I'm not saying that in a vacuum, perhaps he's not even a better player than some of these guys. But I do think that to be like, oh, well, they don't have a proven guy because they traded Jahan. They didn't have a proven guy with Jahan. And so you make the move, you get the future prospects, and now you get to find out if any of these guys, from Noah Brown to Luke McCaffrey to Deami Brown to Olamide Zaccheaus, can be a legitimate number two to Terry McLaurin, assuming that Terry can be a legitimate number one. And if they can't, then they'll figure it out next year. But I think, you know, there's definite questions. And that no one's optimism should be so blind that they're not like, oh, yeah, for it to go right, Forbes has got to play better. St. Juice has got to play better. Frankie Louvu's got to turn into a pass rusher that he hasn't been before. He's been a great blitzer and a really good player, but like, is he your top third down pass rusher? Is Dorrance Armstrong capable of being a top end of the rotation pass rusher, not a third guy behind Micah Parsons and Tank Lawrence? Like, there are so many questions. And if, frankly, half of them get answered in the affirmative with any kind of strength, I think that's a successful season. If you find out that, okay, St. Juice is kind of who he's been, but Forbes is actually a stud, amazing. I'll take one for two there. If Louvu is a stud and Armstrong is probably better served as a three, I'll take it. If Terry's a one, but Diami and Noah Brown and all these guys, like, not ready yet. McCaffrey's, you know, there's a reason he's a third-round pick. He's not ready to be a two yet. Maybe he can be a solid three next year. Like, okay, fine. I'll take that. But then at least you know. And that's why my word of the season, my vibe going into the season is cautiously optimistic and excited to see what happens. I'm just excited to see the evaluation take place. They've set up the team about as well as you could when you had to tear most of it down to the studs. And you rebuilt enough so that you got a roof over your head. And it's not the nicest house on the block yet. There's a lot of decorating to do in the future. You know, even some of your basics, like you have a couch. It may not be the couch that you want for the next 10 years, but you got a freaking couch. And you still haven't quite figured out how to use whatever the most important thing in your house is, a stove, whatever, shower, all the features. That's Jaden at quarterback. It might take a couple years for that to be optimized, but you got it. And that's the most important thing. And so I'm excited. I'm really genuinely cautiously optimistic because I think some of the stuff they're doing is really smart and it might turn into more wins than some people think this year. And I think some of the weaknesses might be able to be mitigated by some of the coaching, but that's a big might. It's a big might. But we're going to find out. And we're going to talk about it every single week here on the Team 980. We'll check in with your vibes every single week, Tuesdays in this first hour of the show. We'll check in with Mitch Tischler every single week, Tuesdays at 5 o'clock. Plenty of other staples we'll be unveiling as the week goes as well. But we are your home for football, the Hoffman Show on the Team 980. When we get back, our first Tischler Tuesday of the season.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.